Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Every week we talk to our pal Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Operations, General Manager of the Washington Nationals, brought to you by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
You know, Mike, I saw a stat that kind of jumped out at me, that through the first 25 games of the season, the last 4 years, you finished 11-14 three times and 12-13 right now. So you're off to a hotter start, Mike.
Yeah, we're getting better. We're getting better every year.
Hey, that's improvement. You'll take it.
Exactly.
All seriousness, Mike, I was saying this to the boys yesterday before, you know, we lost yesterday, which, you know, stinks. But to be 12-12, to get back to 500 as quickly as you did after such a tumultuous start, like, you couldn't imagine, right, a rougher start, in my opinion, you know, with all the COVID crap and everything going on. To get to 500 that quickly, I thought, you know, with Strauss and the injuries and everything, I thought it was pretty remarkable. I thought you probably, going into yesterday, you probably felt pretty good about yourselves.
Well, you know, before the season even started, we looked at the schedule like we do every year, kind of dissected a little bit, and you know, even with a full squad, with our full team, our first 40 games were really, really rough. You're talking about, you know, you go to LA, you play the Cardinals twice, you play Atlanta, the Mets, and you go to the play the Yankees. So you're talking about a real rough 40 games. We were hoping to get out of the chute better than we had in the past. But with that schedule coming forward, we were looking for, just trying to keep our head above water. And that's before all the COVID stuff and the injuries and that type of thing. So, you know, these guys have grinded out the first 25 games really, really hard. They played a good brand of baseball. We played good defense. Our bullpen has been really good. Our starters are starting to throw like they're supposed to throw. And, you know, we have to get the offense going. It's as simple as that. You know, Juan Soto will help. We have to get the other guys, moving to get this thing clicking on all aspects of our offense. So, to answer your question, 12-13, being a half a game back in second place, we're not satisfied with it, but things could be worse. And, we look at it, our best baseball is definitely in front of us. And, we're looking forward to starting to click and play a lot better.
You know, we were talking about Fetty earlier before you were on, and, you know, he's pitched better, I think, three of those last four outings, whatever it is. And, you know, pretty damn good outings. And it's always interesting to me, though, Mike, that, you know, typically he goes like five innings. I think last time he went six. Is that a deal where it's like you guys know all the analytics and you go, okay, we don't want the guys to see him a third time? Or is it like an arm strength thing? Or is it just sort of a case-by-case basis? Or, you know, like, what goes into that it seems like Fetty typically goes right around five innings?
Yeah, I think it's a balance of what the analytics say and what the eyeballs of the manager and the pitching coach see on that given day. We've got guys that you don't like analytically to see a third time through the lineup, but there's certain guys, if they're pitching well, we certainly have to give them the rope to do that, because it taxes your bullpen. You know, if the starters are five and fly, You know, you're putting a lot of onus on the bullpen. So, you know, we like our starters. You know, we're a starting pitching organization. We like those guys that go deep into games. You see, Eric is a prime example of going deeper and deeper into games as the season progresses and as his arm strength and durability gets there. I think you'll see Joe Ross doing the same. And, of course, you know, Max and Lester and Corbin have done it before. So I think that it's a learned by experience type of thing where, you kind of have to learn to go deep into games. I think you're seeing the maturation of Fetty and Ross in that aspect of their pitching.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nationals team president and GM, you mentioned the offensive struggles. I was kind of surprised to see, though, that you guys are number one in batting average in the National League. Like, what do you want to see more from the offense? Is it power? What are you looking for?
Well, I think that certainly we'll have more power when Juan gets back in the lineup. That's our biggest power threat is hasn't been in the lineup for about 10 or 12 games. So that'll help our power and our slugging stat. I just think we have to be very offensively efficient when we're hitting. We've got to do the little things to score runs. We have to move runners. We have to hit behind runners. We have to drive in guys from third base with less than two outs, and not be so reliant on the 3-run home run and that type of thing. This is the lineup that was how we built it in 2019. I don't think it was a coincidence in 19. The two teams that struck out the least in all of baseball were in the World Series, and I think it puts pressure on the other defense, and gives you an opportunity to put up runs if you're constantly putting the ball in play and getting some hits. Extra base hits are easier to manufacture runs, but in lieu of that, we have to do the little things to score runs and to help our starting pitching and give them a little leeway so they can challenge hitters and make some mistakes and that type of thing. They don't have to be so fine.
Mike, do we think it's a coincidence that Ryan Zimmerman is off to such a hot start? Kind of coincides with him becoming a regular guest on the Junk Show every week, kind of like you. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't gloss over that fact. But I think that Zim came into camp in terrific shape. I think Davey's using him extremely well and effectively. Zim at this stage in his career, he realizes he's going to play a big role with us, but it's not going to be an everyday role. And I don't think that physically he wants that role or can handle a role of playing 145 games this year. So Davey's done a masterful job of keeping him fresh and keeping him sharp at bats. And of course he plays good defense and he wears out left-handed pitching and he gets a lot of his starts against left-handed pitchers, left-handed starters because he does so well against them. So I think we're going to have ourselves a strong first base system this year and a guy that really anchors us in the clubhouse and in the lineup is Zim. So we're glad to have him back. I know he's glad to be back because he's he missed the game so much.
The tendency is to want to try to sneak a few more games with him, right? Because he's hitting and seeing the ball so well, obviously. How do you balance that?
Well, to balance that by you have to see how he feels physically because the last thing you want to do is overextend him and then he pulls an oblique or a hamstring or something like that and he's out for an extended period of time. It's a delicate balance that Davey has to walk because Zim, the workload that is really important for how we play him, and we want to keep him here the whole season without getting injured or going on the IL. So I think that we have to be careful that we don't overuse any breaks.
25 games obviously isn't it. We learned that a few years ago. 40 games,
50
whatever
games.
It is. Yeah. But when is the point, Mike, where you look at it and you go, okay, the offensive is what it is this year. It's not going to improve at this point. I need to go search and find some help here. What is the threshold?
Oh, I think that we're a long, long way from making those type of decisions. And
right.
I think we have to let this thing play out. These guys, the guys that we have in the lineup have done it before, the big back of the baseball card type of thing. And, these guys have all done it. And we expect them to play up to their potential and not do more than we expect them to do, but play up to their potential. If they do that, we're going to score enough runs to supplement our good pitching and our good bullpen and win a lot of games. So you look at the landscape of the season so far. We played several teams undermanned and took 4 out of 6 from a really good Cardinals team. Took 3 in a row from the up and coming Marlins and so we played our share of tough teams so far. We've had as tough a schedule as anybody in the league and kind of held our own and like I said, we see our best days of baseball are ahead of us and we're looking forward to it. And at the end of the day, the best team with 162, the best team usually comes out and wins. And we look at it this way. We're as good as anybody in the league. And on any given day, we can beat anybody.
All right. So give us the update on Stras. I know a couple of weeks ago, everyone was kind of downplaying it. And the next thing we know, he's on the DL. I assume it's not anything super serious. But where is he sort of in terms of progress? And can you give us any kind of timeline at all?
Yeah, timelines are tough, but he's progressing nicely. He's been on the mound throwing bullpens, and that always means that he's getting closer. He's got another scheduled bullpen tomorrow. We'll evaluate him after that, and we'll see where he's going to be at after he gets done throwing. So, we see him as a guy that's going to help us in the near future. He's a guy we need and we want and makes our pitching elite. And with the way the rest of the rotation is going, we feel really good about our rotation and our depth and some of our young pitchers to go along with our veteran guys. And we like where we're at as far as the depth of our starting pitching is as good as anybody's around.
Right. So you don't feel like you have to rush him back. It's kind of what you're saying.
No, we would never rush anybody back. It's not the time of the season for that. But we're going to take him at his normal pace, like we would rehab anybody with the type of injury he had. The fact that he's throwing bullpens and throwing off the mound already is a good sign for him.
Excellent.
All right, Mike, we need you guys to win because it's a potential DC trifecta tonight. Caps are in action against the Rangers. Got the Wizards playing the Bucks, and you guys playing. So we need 3 wins. That'll be a nice little.
I'm taking you guys for granted, Mike. I'm worried about the Wiz, but I'm taking you for granted.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope we get the trifecta in D.C. That'd be great.
Perfect,
right, Mike.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I know he only cares about the solo factor.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Or whatever you call that, the unifecta.
Yeah, for sure.
He cares about one team winning.
Right. All right. Thanks again to Mike Rizzo. Joins us every week on The Junkies. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page. Evie's going to fill us in on which celebrity host has been the lowest rated Jeopardy host so far.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on the TV side right now. Time to open up the entertainment page. Brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. I think it was JP that mentioned it before the break. Do you guys care to guess if you've been scouring the wire or social media? You may have seen this. Which of the Celebrity Jeopardy guest hosts so far have been the lowest rated?
Can you give me the complete list?
Because well, I don't know if I have the complete list.
But so we have Anderson Cooper is one.
Anderson Cooper is one.
Aaron Rodgers, who's a dullard.
Aaron Rodgers
is another.
We have Katie Couric.
Katie Couric.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. We have Ken Jennings. I believe those are the ones so far.
Michael Richards, the producer.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget them.
Not the producers. Not the guy from Seinfeld.
Not Cosmo Kramer.
And they still have a bunch more lined up.
All right, I'm going to go Dr. Oz.
I'm going to say it's Katie Couric because I heard she was a big old dud.
She is a dud.
She is a dud, but no. Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
Lowest rated Jeopardy guest host so far. The numbers came in, and according to reports, he drew a 5-1. Dr. Oz just above him, 5.2. Now, I don't have the others, but the highest rated, apparently, so far, I don't have the number, was Ken Jennings. But they're saying that could be a little tainted because he was the first guest following Alex's death. So nobody thinks he's silly.
I get a little bit psyched that the producer of the show outrated Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, you're all about the producers.
Yeah, you're about producer shine.
For all producers.
Definitely.
All producers anything like in life.
Exactly.
Right. Like nobody cares who produces a movie. They care about the directors.
You know what I love? I love like during the Academy Awards and during like
the producer awards.
Or like the broadcast of a Fox NFL game when they show the truck and those guys sweating hard pushing buttons in the back. And then they pan over to the cameramen and they wave to one another.
Right.
That is my favorite bit because I love seeing producers at work.
That is your go-to.
I know you're lying.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so...
By the way, how's the cameo business going before Mother's Day?
Yeah, you guys producing a lot of side revenue?
We have one to do today, but Mother's Day is coming up, so if you want a Mother's Day cameo, just Junk's producers.
Can I tell you another story regarding Mother's Day? Now, this is regarding Mother's Day. It was going to make me look bad. So I already said that I wouldn't jump in to save a two-year-old, all right, into the water.
Unless it was your family.
Unless it was my own family. I'm not going to save a stranger. If it's putting me in jeopardy.
Toddler is screwed.
If it's putting me in jeopardy at all, right. I'm not saving a stranger.
In jeopardy, get it?
Yeah, right. So that obviously doesn't make me look good, and some people are attacking me. But I'm just being honest. Now, I had a conversation with my mom yesterday, and she reminded me, she just brought up somehow Mother's Day, and I had been sleeping on Mother's Day, right? I mean, I sleep on Father's Day, too. I don't have any idea when it is. I sleep on everything, really.
But, pay attention to anything.
But she said Mother's Day, and so this makes me look horrible, okay? But I was grumpy, and I said, I really pissed her off.
Nuh-uh, you forgot something and you were grumpy?
No. So I said,
this is Hallmark.
Outlier.
So I said,
yeah, if you were eating signature. It, would be the EB trifecta.
She said, you know, something about Mother's Day. And I said, Mother's Day? When is Mother's Day? And she said, Sunday.
Please tell me you said it just like that, too.
Oh, I said it worse. With
contempt.
I said it worse. And this is what I said. I said, it's this Sunday. God, such a burden. She was so bitter. And I go, it's the 500th Mother's Day. I don't know what to get anymore. I just always get the same stuff. I'm tired of getting the same. It's a burden to think of the gifts, to think of things for my wife, for my mother. I don't even do like Lurch and buy my – does he buy his kids? What does he get his kids – oh, for Valentine's Day. He gets his kids gifts for Valentine's Day, which always looks a little weird. But – Yeah, Mother's Day. I just said, "Oh, it's such a burn." I was like literally driving my car going, "Oh." Cuz
I mean, this is also a person, if the gas station is on the wrong side of the road, you won't go over to the other side to get gas.
It's not that I don't love my mother, I don't love my wife. I just hate gift giving. My mom says, "Oh, but I love gift giving." I go, "I loathe it. I effing hate it." Now, I like gift receiving.
You like gift getting, not gift giving.
But I'll be honest. I'm just being honest. I don't like looking for gifts. It's a burden. I don't know. I'm unoriginal. I have my brother-in-law. He's silly. He gives amazing, thoughtful gifts.
Doug?
If you say something about, I don't know, some football guy, he'll send you a book about a biography of his story, a jersey and a helmet. I mean, like, it's
book,
very
yuck.
But you know what I mean? It's very thoughtful.
All right.
If you're, like, you're into games or something, he'll send you some weird game. You know, thoughtful. I'm not a thoughtful person. I'm terrible at it.
You don't want to do it. Throw that
in
too.
I don't want to get in a car and walk around the mall in circles and just have no idea what
When are we drawing names for Secret Santa?
I hate that.
Let's do it today.
I hate Secret Santa. I hate it.
So you're in the camp of
do not feel the same way?
It's better to receive than to give. You're squarely in that camp.
I love receiving. Who doesn't like receiving gifts?
Sure.
No, I'm with you. I got nothing. My wife told me the other day.
I got nothing.
It's the most important day of the year now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're twins now.
Her first Mother's Day.
Yeah, she's looking forward to it more than anything.
Ooh, now the pressure's on you, Drabby.
I got nothing. No reservations, no gifts, flowers.
You know, there's some bobbleheads laying around here. Why don't you go give her some bobbleheads?
I think one year, I literally go, like, I do nothing. I'm terrible. I told my wife, can we go out to lunch on Sunday? Or, you know, Mother's Day lunch? Is that good? And then I'm going to take my mom out Friday. Like, I don't know what to do. But one year, I go from, like, nothing to one year I got her, like, diamond earrings. You know? So maybe. But I'm not doing that every year. You know what I mean? Maybe this should be the year you go diamond ear. You know what I mean? Something just go balls out. It's our first
Your
one.
Penny stocks better hit.
Let me show you my hospital bill.
That hearing aid company better come on big.
Get on the horn with boom jugs.
Money. I mean, whatever. Just one time. One time. Just maybe this is the one time.
One time. Maybe 2029.
Okay.
Right. We'll show you diamond earrings.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's our getter? Something like way over the top.
By the way, you don't have to answer this, Rob. Why do you have hospital bills? Is our Nubs insurance that nubby that it's not covering?
Well, I think his kids were in the hospital for months.
Yeah. I understand that, but we have insurance. We've been paying for insurance for years and years. I'm assuming we have similar insurance through the radio station.
I mean, I paid over $25,000.
Oh, out of pocket?
God. That's what I owe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was $300,000. So, yeah, we have insurance, but...
So if they pay 80% or something,
whatever
it is, you're the other end of it is. Yeah. I would have wanted those babies home with the quickness.
It's okay. You only have to do 8,000 cameos to cover that nut. Yeah. Oh,
Junkies
God.
Producer on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that over. Put it over.
That would help some sympathy cameos.
I mean, mention it 50 times if you need to.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
We'll do a Drab Fund Me.
Yeah. He needs one.
Wow.
No, I don't want to go into a whole rant. I know that we had a different insurance situation a few years ago, and this one's a little more burdensome when you have hospitalizations and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Of course. All right, so I don't even know how we got on that. That was Jeopardy, Anderson Cooper, lowest rated.
Producer, awesome.
Producers, awesome. Right. All right. The Red Hot Chili Peppers cakes. I don't know if you saw this. I know you're not a fan.
Not a huge fan. I just they're clearly talented. I just think that they're overhyped, personally.
Yeah. Well, I like some of their songs. I mean, I like their smashes. I like everybody's smashes.
You love Anthony Kiedis?
No, I don't really care about him, but I mean.
No, he loves the sock picture.
And what's the guitarist's name? What's his name?
Flea. He's the bassist.
Flea, right, exactly. They sold their catalog cakes reportedly for how much?
It's a great question.
Now, there's four of these guys, like original members.
See, this goes back to if you're in a band, you better be writing the material. because that's where the real mother load is. All right, so they sold their entire catalog. Who'd they sell it to? Who's the buyer?
To a London-based music investment firm,
okay.
Hipgnosis.
I'm going to say their catalog went for...
Do you want me to give you some context?
Pretty good catalog, sure.
All right, so Bob Dylan sold his 600-song catalog for more than $300 million to Universal.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks sold hers for $100 million.
Okay.
Right?
All right, so I'm going to say the Peppers, they sold theirs for, I'm going to go $180 million.
You're pretty close, $140.
Wow.
$140 million. They're saying...
What does that mean, though, to sell your catalog?
That means that group now has all the rights to license out the music to whoever they want.
So here's... I'll give you the example. So they're saying this catalog generates between $5 to $6 million a year for the publishers. Right?
Okay. Yep.
So when their songs are played on the radio...
Or Spotify and all that stuff. Right. So it generates five... Or used in commercials or whatever. Neil Young's catalog sold for $150 million. So it's right in there. It's right in that range. So that's a good coin. Now, when you divide it by four, and then you pay Uncle Sam half,
right?
Not as much, but, you know, a nice chunk of change.
Still a nice, nice payday for all those guys.
Right? Probably each get about $20 million maybe when it's all said and done.
Probably something in that neighborhood.
Yeah. So pretty cool. This is when you know... Drabby, I think you're all into the S coins, right? You're into the trash coins.
Yeah. Well, Dogecoin.
This is when you know it's over. Carol Baskin has launched her own crypto coin.
Yeah, that's from
the Tiger King.
That's a rug pull.
Hers is called Cat, and she says it's not really a currency for investment, but it's a currency for her fans to show their love
joke.
For the cats.
Right. So she's scamming more people out of money.
I guess. Right. And last but not
least. I couldn't get through that show, by the way. Did you guys watch all the episodes?
Yes.
I think I tried
Guilty.
It.
Guilty. Watched it
I
all.
I watched like 1.5 episodes and bailed.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was kind of fascinated by it.
I wasn't into it.
By the very end, though, it got a little tedious.
Oh, but I found but it I was new kind of silly. Flakes on TV found a new silly that he's hooked on.
What is it?
Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max, starring Kate Winslet. Murder mystery, and it is bazillion.
Oh, really? Is it good?
It's really good. It's really well
done. Is it as good as the one I saw with the Hugh Grant one or whatever that one?
The Undoing?
Yeah, is it as good as that one?
I'd say it's on that level, yes.
Really?
It's the same type of thing. It's like a miniseries.
And I'm salty nice. That all of the episodes aren't available. I have to wait till Sunday night for the newest one.
Oh, that's the worst.
That stinks.
I know. I hate that so much.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very well done.
All right,
check it out.
You know what? You need to text me that title because I need something to...
I will do that.
To kill
dollar.
Time with.
It's going to cost me a dollar.
All right.
Something
all right.
about the mayor.
Kidding. Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown. HBO Max. I don't even really know what HBO Max is, but I think I got it.
Just ask Valdez. He'll tell you how to get it.
I think, didn't I just read that Conan is moving his show to HBO Max?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there
you go. I thought he was just done, which I found out.
Yeah, he announced yesterday that he's moving it to HBO Max. Now, gotcha. I don't know if he'll do it as frequently. Does he do it once a week or every day?
I think it's going to be a weekly show.
It's going to be weekly, yeah. He'll dial it back a little bit. So there
you
go. All
right.
I entertained you, Cakes. I
you
did it again.
Yes.
I'm like undefeated.
Yeah, you just entertained me.
Right?
Apparently, I'm easily entertained.
Didn't NBC hand the reins to Conan for The Tonight Show, and then they brought Jay back?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, of course. Remember, and they tried Jay at 10 p.m. later. I mean, they did all kinds of craziness. They did not support Conan, though. They screwed Conan. But people like Jay. I don't know why. The general public just got size for Jay.
Jaywalking, yep. Silly.
Jaywalk, always evergreen yeah. bit. It's yeah. a good one.
And dancing Itos.
And the headlines, botch yeah. headlines.
Right.
That makes me laugh.
It right. does. Right. Hey, Ricks, whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org. For more information, to receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. During the break, I just clicked on a story about Blue Origin. Do you know what Blue Origin is?
No.
Blue Origin? No,
no,
never
Blue
heard of
Apron.
That.
Don't so know
Blue Origin is Jeff Bezos' space tourism company.
Okay. And shock, I don't know anything about that.
Blue Origin is expected to announce details, Cakes, if you're interested, on how to purchase a seat, the timing of their first flight, and the cost for a ticket, which they call suborbital sightseeing trips on a spacecraft. For a cool $200,000, apparently, you can catch a ride, six passengers on this capsule, which will go as high as 62 miles, I believe, above the Earth into suborbital space. High enough to experience a few minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the planet before the capsule returns to Earth under parachutes.
Okay, I have a better seat in mind. It's called the seat that I'll be taking at MGM National Harbor in a few hours for the Cakes Classic. And my seat is a free roll. I'm actually paying nothing for that seat. And I could potentially make thousands of dollars if I dodge a lot of the minefields. So I will take that seat over the $200,000 seat on Blue Origin. Because if I want to see the curvature of the Earth, I can Google it.
Right.
without paying $200K out of my pocket.
I have no curiosity. Okay? I don't care. Don't need to see it. How about this chair? Did you see this story? This is, when I saw this, I thought of Pasadena. I actually thought this was this is something that could happen.
Dina in the news?
I thought this could have happened to one of Valdez's neighbors. Okay? A woman, 47, charged with attempted murder after setting her home on fire with somebody in the basement. And here's what she did.
Why would that happen in the Dina? Yeah.
Well, it turns out it happened in Elkton, Maryland. When you look at the house and you look at the woman, you go, she looks like she could probably live in a Dina. Like, I swear to God.
Cakes, you know what it is? It's because I joned on EB last segment. Now he's got to get me
back.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I love Valdez. I don't know the Dina. This is what I imagine the Dina to be like. Okay?
Houses on fire all over.
So, there's this. Look at this girl. This lady's 47 years old. She now has punted her life. She set the house on fire, and then she pulled out like a lawn chair and a book, and she watched it.
She watched it
burn.
Yeah, was she reading Fahrenheit 451?
And there was somebody in the basement screaming for their life. And the neighbors have videoed it. I'm going to put it in the outhang so you guys can see.
She's going to go to prison for the rest of her life.
Yeah, and she's smiling. Yeah, they've charged her with first degree attempted and second degree attempted murder. She's smiling in the mugshot. She's sitting there faking like she's reading a book. Neighbors are freaking out. They're like, she lit the effing trash can on fire. They have video of her. Apparently, she's lighting multiple fires. And she's sitting there in her front yard of her team, Elkton, Maryland, which I have no idea where that is, but I've heard
Cecil
of it.
Cecil County, Rick.
Cecil County. Where's that? That's got to be near the Dina. That can't be too far.
It's up past, Baltimore.
All right. Yeah. It's not too far.
That's deep.
How far is it from the Dina?
That's probably, 40 minutes away, 50 minutes away. All right. That's near, the Millard Tidings Bridge.
All right, did you click on it? You see the fire? I mean, it's a legit inferno.
That house is so nuts.
Nobody knows the name of that bridge except Valdez.
Right. She tried to kill that person. Apparently, it may be renters. So I'm trying to figure out. They don't know what the motive is. But they say during COVID, she was maybe renting out a room. Maybe the guy wouldn't leave or the woman wouldn't leave. And so she just lit the house on fire. I don't know.
But yeah, she's just chilling there in the lawn chair.
And look at her dirty feet.
That's how
I imagine everybody in Dina. The dirty feet.
By the way, it's 67 miles. But between Elkton and the Dena.
What is it?
That's a full hour in your car, 67 miles.
Okay. Her feet are a little dirty.
Look at her dirty ass feet.
Well, that's because people walk around barefoot.
And Elkton is almost like Delaware. Like it's bordering right up against the Delaware border.
Okay.
Marylanders barely consider that part of the state.
All right. I don't
claim it.
All right. All I'm telling you is when I saw the story and I looked at the woman, I thought, well, that might be in the Dena. And I didn't even know it was in Maryland. That's how little regard I have for the state at this point.
God, a few more miles in Delaware could have claimed her. We have to claim her as one of our own.
So, anyway, I just can't imagine. So, she's mentally ill, right? She's either drunk.
She's got to be psychotic.
Or she's got to be mentally ill because she just punted her life. She's smiling in the mugshot. There's somebody in the basement of a legit inferno, and it's a miracle they got out. Right? And it's one of those basements. Doesn't look like they have a full walkout basement. They got one of those little half windows.
It looks like a Knox box.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful. So, I don't know. I saw that, jumped out at me. Would I go into a burning building to save that person? Nope. Wouldn't do that either. Sorry.
The anti-hero, EB.
Yeah, clearly the anti-hero.
I don't
anti-hero.
Have the hero gene.
What do you think the most heroic thing you've done? I'm putting you on the spot. 51 years old, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the most heroic thing that you've ever done?
The closest?
Go to Rom's wedding.
Well, when my kids choke, I panic and I run around the house in circles, and my wife, she would save
them.
My wife is legitimately... saved like two kids' lives, but like they legit can't breathe, choking on like a lifesaver or something, and she pops it out. And I run around the house panicking. The closest I've ever come, I think I've told you this story before, is when I was about 5 years old. I was playing with the fire thing in the car, and it popped out. You know the lighter? It popped out, and all of a sudden, there was like newspaper or something on the floor, and it went up in flames. And I was like, I've watched TV before. This thing's about to blow. I jumped out the car. Like, because we were, I don't know why, but there was a newspaper. I'm guessing newspaper. I jump out the car. My mom says, get back in there and stomp out the fire. I said, stomp out the fire? There were legit flames like that inferno.
Well, I just remember.
But
I'm
she made
Joan
me
now.
Do it. And so I did
remember,
it. So I think I'm a hero.
There was definitely carpooling when we were in elementary school. And the Bickles were almost always late. To pick up, there's always some sort of drama when the Bickles had to drive, and it was probably because EB was about to set the car on fire with the cigarette lighter.
Well, I told you,
we always carpooled when it rained, Cakes, because all of our families walked.
My house,
when it rained, the Auvilles, Bickles, and Wayne pile into one car.
There's a lot of piling.
I don't have
in.
Any recollection of that, by the way. I don't have any recollection of our parents driving us to school when we were little. But if you say so, I believe it, and I'm sure we were late. We were late to everything. As I said,
lateness.
When we talked about JP's mom, JP's mom was an entertainer. Mm-hmm. They always had a very nice lawn, very nice house. My house was a zoo. I grew up in a legit zoo with a revolving door of neighbor kids, junk.
Cats.
My dad would say mow the lawn, and I'd mow like three stripes. And
androgynous cats. You never knew what the sex were.
We didn't know. Yeah. I mean, my house was a zoo.
Yeah, you guys would mow. I used to get so bitter.
I used to get so bitter because
my dad would make me mow the lawn on a Monday.
You lived in a hillbilly house.
On Friday, he was having me mow the lawn again.
I can relate to it.
I'd be like, look across the street. Look across the street. Why do I have to mow the lawn 4 days after I just mowed it?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care what they're doing over there.
So I don't care about my lawn. I just grew up. We didn't care. We didn't care.
And Cakes' lawn, my goodness, because I know he'd probably say
it would get
allergies.
High, but I needed to get paid. God. I needed to get paid to cut my lawn.
Your dad paid you?
Yes. I abhor. From a young age, I have abhorred yard work. Right. Don't have a green thumb at all. Hate yard work. Have hated it forever. If I have my druthers, I'll never cut the lawn ever again. I've gone 18 plus years. I'm on a heater. I'm like the wizards of not cutting my grass. Hopefully I die and never have cut grass ever again.
Well, you'll be happy.
I walked by my neighbor a couple days ago and I lied to him. I said, I like your mower. I was lying. I don't like mowers. I hate lawn mowers. Don't own one. Haven't had one for 20 years.
He lied to his neighbor.
What kind of mower was it, Cakes?
He had like an electric mower. He has like the Tesla of lawn mowers.
Well, you even noticed it. I wouldn't have even noticed it.
I noticed it.
Yeah.
I noticed it. And my first thought was, Thank God I'm not doing what he's doing.
Was it your handy
no,
neighbor?
No, it's my neighbor to the left.
Oh, you've expanded a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Cakes is talking to people.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, it was chit-chat. I mean, it was not a long conversation.
You think you'll have any chit-chat the rest of today? With any other humans besides
probably I'm going to be at MGM National Harbor.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
the poker ambo. I have to get into that mode, EB. Right, you know right. how that is.
Right. Yeah, but he's also going to be cornered by Rom, who's going to be playing in it tonight.
That is correct. That will happen.
Rom sent me a picture. Has lost some weight.
Yeah, he's
good for
Rom
him.
Forming.
Yeah, he is.
All right, boys, we got to get out of here.
Finally, Rom forming.
For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next. On the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.